I wonder how many of you watched the film or read the book Les Misérables. You will know the main character is Jean Valjean. He is a poor guy who gets arrested for stealing a loaf for his hungry family. He is wronged and then goes to jail. In jail, the wrong that was done to him becomes a wrong inside of him, and he gets bitter and jaded and becomes much like the men who surround him, more like an animal than a man. When he finally gets out of prison, he finds a bishop's house and asks for help. The bishop is a man a lot like Jesus, and he gladly helps him. He feeds him, gives him shelter, and treats him like a human. In the middle of the night, Jean gets up and steals all of the silverware and then takes off. The police catch him and return him to the bishop's house. Then something remarkable happens. The bishop says, "Oh yes, I'm so glad you returned because you forgot the candlesticks." And instead of calling him a thief and getting him sent to jail, the bishop blesses him more. Something happens in the inside of Jean that cannot be explained. He said what happened was that the love and grace he received from the bishop exposed a darkness and ugliness inside him. He realised that the monster he hated so much was not the jail, the men, or the sentence. It was himself. He was the monster. He fell to his knees and began to weep over his ugliness and all that he had done. And amazingly, he felt the love of God enter him. This is a deep truth, for when we finally glimpse the love and beauty of God, it illuminates our own ugliness. It exposes the darkness in our lives and it melts us, for the things we want to blame for our unhappiness are never the real problem. The problem is inside of us. And just like God extended his offer of mercy to Jean and he said there would be no judgment, then God filled him with good gifts. So he does for us. We can be set free. The very people the world often discards can be filled with God's love and transformed into pearls of his grace. The love of God is our motivation, and quite simply, it is why we are compelled to go and share with the women in the red light district of Plymouth. God is not looking for women who are perfect. He is looking for women with Rahab's courage that will trust him, and he is eager to forgive sins and use people in spite of their past, and that includes you. May God bless you today.